I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics, and we are at the Gateway Film Center.
I'll tell you, though, I'm tired of the Oscars, but I think we owe our listeners a reconsideration of the...
Yeah, the winners and, and the losers the breakdown and what it all means, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
I got you. I thought it was interesting. I'll just get this out of the way. How widespread the winners were. I thought that was really great.
Yes.
Hollywood made a couple of the right political decisions and then awarded the appropriate people.
It's the cynic in me questions, how could they do it? You and I predicted, and I'm under your schooling, I've come to learn this domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
The very nice split between 12 Years a Slave as winner and Gravity winning like 7 awards, including Best Director.
Yeah.
What a fortuitous split. Making it politically, very politically correct, is you think there are a couple of guys in Pricewaterhouse who sit back there and say, I know.
That's the amazing thing, right? It doesn't happen that way. They're not consciously making these political choices. But as a body, there's this collective consciousness to it. You give 12 Years a Slave Best Picture, right? Because you can't ignore this really beautifully made film about America's odious past. And at the same time, you award a Latin director for the first time in the history of the Oscars for a really amazing work, which Gravity is. And then that frees them up to award Matthew McConaughey for Best Actor and Jared Leto for Best Supporting Actor. In other years, John, 12 Years a Slave would have swept and Matthew McConaughey wouldn't have had this nice little exclamation point to his comeback.
Yeah. And it's so... indicative, I think, of a very good show. Ellen DeGeneres isn't my choice. As you know, I want to resurrect Bob Hope and just have him come back.
Yeah.
But if you're not...
That's probably not so far off. Spielberg is working on a movie about it right now.
It seems to me that they did as well as they could. Cate Blanchett won for Best Actress. I thought she might have been compromised by the allegations against Woody.
Yeah, I told
daughter.
You that wouldn't matter.
Yeah, and it didn't matter.
I told
you. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It didn't matter.
And hey, I'll tell you why it doesn't matter. For two reasons. One, she just had so much momentum going into the Oscar race. There wasn't another single female performance that was going to derail that trajectory.
Yeah.
Secondly, I told you that this whole crazy thing with the Woody Allen drama being dredged back up again would fade away in a couple of days. And people already forgot.
An easier category was the Best Supporting Actress.
Mm-hmm.
Lupita Nyong'o. Here's a young woman right out of the Yale Drama School picking up her first Oscar. She was in the recent Nonstop with Liam Neeson, but you would never know that she was nominated.
Is that right?
Yes, she was. She had 12 words to say.
I know. I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, so that seemed to me to be another one that we had predicted, and everybody seemed to feel that worked
well.
Yeah, and
she kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, there's always one or two performances that people immediately recognize the moment they see them on screen, and they say, that person, in this instance, Cate Blanchett, will win the Best Actress Oscar. And then that holds true for the remainder of the Oscar season, right? And then there's always a performance or two that just kind of like starts to gain momentum just a month before the ceremonies.
All along, we had agreed that Lupita was probably going to get it, and so that worked out. So I guess we're both agreed the Academy did a really good job on the major categories. What do you think about some really great directors, Martin Scorsese, Russell, Payne? These are big names.
Yeah.
Practically every nominee is well-known except for McQueen.
Right.
And so do you think that was a really good... I know it was a good split politically.
Yeah.
Do you think it was a good split to give Best Picture to McQueen, not director?
Yeah.
And Cuarón for director?
Right, I do. Because, look at it this way. Best Picture is like awarding a football team. And Best Director is like picking out the best quarterback.
Okay.
Best quarterback doesn't necessarily throw for the best team. I think Gravity, although a tight little movie, kind of limited maybe a little bit in its scope or its relevance.
Well, I think its screenplay was mediocre. So I guess we can look forward to next year.
Yeah,
and now that Hollywood has our imprimatur.
Is that how you say that?
Right. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.